This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As I mentioned a moment ago, it was a busy weekend in politics for the Keystone State as campaigns have started to hit the pavement in time for early voting in some districts. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is following politics in swing state Pennsylvania. He's our politics reporter. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
You know, probably the biggest news is that the Republican nominee for vice president returned to the area, and you were in the press scrum. What did J.D. Vance have to say?
Well, Vance visited Bucks County, where he hit a lot of familiar themes, accusing Kamala Harris of failing on policies ranging from inflation and immigration to crime and fentanyl. He's been touring the state using the price of eggs to make his case that food just costs too much.
Eggs are about 115% higher. That's more than double the price than when she took office. And I got three little kids, my friends. We buy a lot of eggs. So I'm pretty pissed off at Kamala Harris over the price of eggs.
So I should note that eggs are particularly volatile in terms of their prices. While inflation is part of the cause, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported recent outbreaks of the bird flu also affected the supply, which is now just now beginning to recover.
I see. And I understand J.D. Vance took questions from reporters, which seems rather rare at these rallies. What did journalists ask him?
Well, you know, it is rare, and reporters asked a number of things. For example, one asked about whether he and Donald Trump would guarantee that they wouldn't repeal the Affordable Care Act without having another plan ready in place. Now, Vance didn't really answer that, but said that the healthcare industry has to be more transparent. Now, then a reporter from the Philadelphia Inquirer got up to ask a question and got this reaction.
Hi, Senator Vance. I'm Fallon Roth from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
That's all right. But we can... Let's let her ask her question, and then we can boo afterwards if it's a ridiculous question.
Oh, wow. That doesn't sound so fun. I understand that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was also in Pennsylvania to campaign for Harris.
Yes, in Montgomery County, and of course, I had to make that trip, too.
Well, it sounds like you had a busy weekend.
it's just getting started, actually. But anyway, this was a very strategically timed visit. You can now vote early in Monco, and it's a Democratic stronghold that both Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton won. So the hope is obviously to get volunteers rallied up to hit the doors and get their base out. Now, here's Warren trying to do just that.
Good to be in Montgomery County. Good to be in the Keystone State, because you are truly the keystone in this election. We're counting on you.
She then talked about how she would work with the Harris White House to legislatively restore Roe v. Wade. And she touched on the idea of greedflation or price gouging, which is something the Democrats have been talking a lot about.
Understand this. We're coming out of the pandemic and inflation went up 14%. You bet. Over a 2-year period, 14% inflation went up. You know, supply chain kinks. We can talk about all the reasons. But that's real. And families feel it. But what happened to the corporate profits in the same time? They went up 75%.
And Carmen, I understand that we had some Hollywood celebrity sightings locally on the campaign trail.
We did. For one, Shonda Rhimes joined Josh Shapiro in a campaign event for Harris. She also talked about reproductive health rights.
I want women to be able to make their own decisions about their body because, as I tell my friends, I want to talk to my doctor about my uterus, not some doctor, not some politician.
I also learned that Liza Colon Zayas was campaigning for Harris at the Puerto Rican Day Parade yesterday, but I couldn't manage to talk to her. So she's the actor who just won an Emmy for her role in The Bear, which I've rather been enjoying.
Oh, yeah. And if I remember correctly, the main character, played by Jeremy Allen White, is also a Carmen, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you might have just hit on one of the reasons why I like this show. It's not the only one. Anyway, I did run into Representative Nydia Velasquez of New York, who is the first woman of Puerto Rican descent to serve in Congress. And she was also there campaigning for Harris at the parade. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but there are around 140,000 Puerto Rican residents in Philadelphia and more than 500,000 who live in the state. So Velasquez says that she's making it a mission to get them out to vote and to vote for Harris.
I will be here as many times as I am asked to come, because I believe that if we increased the Puerto Rican turnout, we could win decisively here in Philadelphia, and we will win Pennsylvania.
Again, a busy weekend, especially now ahead of the vice presidential debate tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. The one and only VP debate. Thank you so much, Carmen.
Thank you, as always, Jennifer.
Yeah. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky is our WHYY politics reporter. You can follow his work and all our election coverage at WHYY.org. We have a newsletter there about Pennsylvania politics called The Swing. Tune in for the debate tomorrow night at 90.9 FM, also streaming at WHYY.org.